At least give her the option to leave, I said. If she comes to me and asks, I will grant it. She searched my face. Do you? I can't go back. Never again would I see Polaris. I hadn't been happy there, exactly, but it had been a home of sorts while I served under Comida, a home I'd thrown away. I never meant to hurt you, Rose. My vision blurred with more tears. I blinked them away. What you meant to do doesn't matter. I get it. You're the captain. But I need more than that. Her hands closed over mine and held them tightly. I'll give you what you need. I wanted to believe her. I wanted so desperately to fall into her arms and let her reassure me that everything would be fine, that we would work this out, that nothing was beyond repair. You can't, I said instead. Not like this. What are you saying? I swallowed. The words were larger than my throat, and I choked on them as I tried to force them through the raw wound of my mouth. I can be your navigator, but I can't be more than that right now. I need time. Her hands remained on mine, but the warmth receded. We were frozen at the table, trapped in amber by my statement. I longed to retract it. Is this about Amaryllis? This is about you lying to me, Mare. I told you, and I get it. You have to make those choices, and I can handle that as your navigator. But it hurts too much like this. The tears scalded my cheeks as they ran in torrents down my chin and onto the table, save for the torrent streaming down my neck and into my shirt. A briny pool formed between my breasts. Miranda's tear-blurred face was stricken. Her scars stood out against her skin, and once more I had the sense they were not so much scars as hairline fractures, and if I pushed her too hard, she would shatter. Are you ending this? She asked. I just need time. And I need you. I've told you that. Her voice hardened as I had known it would. Are you asking me to prove myself to you? Because that isn't what I do. You knew what you were getting into. You know what I am. Miranda, I've asked you repeatedly if you can handle being with me and being my navigator. And I could, before I knew how much you'd lied to me. Nothing's changed, and you should have guessed Amaryllis was alive. Don't put this on me. Why not? You're putting it all on me, and I'm not the only one in this relationship. You're the only one that matters, though. That's the fucking problem. I cleared my throat to rid myself of sobs. Don't you get it? It always comes down to your decision. I'm the captain. It isn't like I want. Yes, you're my captain, and I thought I could handle that, but I can't handle being lied to, too. If you want to talk about honesty, maybe we should look at you. She yanked her hands away from mine. Have you proved you're trustworthy? No, you routinely contradict my orders. You question everything. And Orca meant nothing. You sabotaged my relationship with my first mate. That's not... I can't look at her without seeing you on top of her. Fuck you for that, by the way. You're the one with the boundary problems. So it's my fault you won't tell me anything about Qing Shi? It's my fault you can't accept I'm working to overcome years of archipelago conditioning to be with you on this ship? And I'm working to overcome years of betrayal. Forgive me if I find it hard to trust. I'm just asking for time. I'm not ending this. Sure, sounds like you are. Please, Mare. Her lips tightened, and I hated the pleading in my voice. Take your time, then. Take all the time you need. But I can't promise I'll be here when you're done. With that, she turned and stormed out of the room, leaving me alone with my charts and the harsh sounds of my stuttering heart.